Hairspray is the new movie from director John Waters, the man who has both grossed out and delighted audiences with films like Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble. Waters has cleaned up his act in Hairspray, and film critic Stephen Schiff is sorry he did.
15 years ago, John Waters emerged from the drear of Baltimore with the archetypal midnight movie hit, Pink Flamingos. It was a self-proclaimed exercise in poor taste, in which a huge transvestite called Divine and her family vied with their crosstown rivals to be named the filthiest people alive. Well, it's a long road from there to his latest film. Hairspray is a cuddly soap operetta. It's so squeaky clean you can fearlessly bring the kids along. I have mixed feelings about this movie. No one can deny it's enjoyable. Waters' campy evocation of lower middle-class Baltimore in 1962 may be awfully familiar by now, but it's still fun to see those incredible towering hairdos and the fabulous 50s furniture. And it's a pleasure to be ushered yet again into the world of dances like the Mashed Potato and the Madison, and TV dance programs like the Corny Collins Show.
Please have Luann Lavorowski and IQ Jones lead a dance. Signed, your number one fan in West Baltimore. Here they come now. Come on up here, kids.
Hi, Corny.
Hi, West Baltimore.
And what's your favorite record from the survey?
Gravy!
All right, here's IQ Jones and Luann Lavorowski leading our next dance. Give me gravy on my mashed potatoes.
Like most of Waters' films, Hairspray is about the rivalry between a low-rent good family and an equally low-rent evil family. The good guys here are chubby Tracy Turnblad, winningly played by Ricky Lake, and her mom and dad, played by Divine and Jerry Stiller. Tracy wants more than anything to be a regular dancer on the Corny Collins Show. Who cares if she's a mite hefty? She knows how to shake a tail feather. Her rival is the nasty blonde Amber Von Tussle, whose evil stage parents, played by Debbie Harry and Sonny Bono, will stop at nothing to make sure little Amber remains Baltimore's ultimate teen queen. But in Waters' dewy reminiscence, the kids are basically sweethearts. They accept Tracy despite her size, and then they go on to demand racial integration on the previously all-white Corny Collins Show. Even Corny himself stumps for civil rights. The true subject of Hairspray turns out to be that moment when 50s self-centeredness gave way to 60s tolerance. But I differ with those critics who think the movie is a parody of social protest blockbusters like The Defiant Ones and A Patch of Blue. Hairspray is no parody. It's utterly sincere. It's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Beehives. Waters' wit and his perfect memory make the movie fun every inch of the way, but I couldn't help feeling a twinge of disappointment. Where, I wonder, has the vicious, crazy, anything-goes Waters of the 70s gone? The one who could make a harsh, garish, unbearable masterpiece like Female Trouble? That was a social protest movie with real teeth. Hairspray is safe and mild, and it goes down a little too easily. In his bid for the mainstream, I just hope John Waters hasn't lost the terrible taste that once made him an underground hero.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.